Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This blessed, illuminated, illustrious time, month, full of Allah's grace and mercy, the month of Ramadan. It is slowly, slowly getting distant from us, going further away from us. It is going further away from us. Just like a human being, if he from a certain city, if he goes to the station when he's going on the journey, and then when he sits on the train, when the train starts the journey, then that city that he just left, it gets further and further away from him. So the human being, he looks out the window, and slowly, slowly, all the things attached to that city, belonging to that city, get far from him, the buildings, the bazaars, the marketplaces, and he keeps looking, and slowly, slowly, as the train is moving, the city is getting further and further away from him. In the same way, this beautiful and excellent month that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, such a beautiful, with nice memories, it is slowly departing from us, leaving us. And the person who comes, whatever comes, it also goes, it leaves. Allah Ta'ala has given to us this month, and He has favored us in a massive way. His bounty, a great bounty He has given to us, that in our life, Allah Ta'ala has also given us this chance. Now this is the last. Allah Ta'ala, is this the last that we will get, or will Allah Ta'ala give more favors to us? Allah knows best. Nobody knows. Allah Ta'ala, this month that He has given to us, along with that He gave a hukm, an order, rather a favor upon us. A favor upon us. Allah said that when you depart from Ramadan, when you leave Ramadan back out, when you come back out of Ramadan, then leave as a muttaqi. As a muttaqi. This is the message that Allah Ta'ala has said. Nothing else has Allah Ta'ala said. That when you leave Ramadan, I gave to you Ramadan for this reason, that you need to be a muttaqi when you leave this month. This is the target. Allah Ta'ala says that when you depart Ramadan, when you leave Ramadan with this objective, then you've attained the objective. No, I didn't say that lose weight, I didn't give you a punishment, I didn't send adab upon you, that I stopped your food or your drink, or I stopped your sleeping. No, none of this. Allah says, I've not done anything strict to you. This is not adab. That Allah says, I've given you thawab as well for the difficulty you've gone through. These difficulties that I've given to you, I'm giving you thawab as well for this, as well for the difficulties and the striving. But, so don't worry about that. Allah says, but this month that I'm giving to you is just for this purpose, that you become a muttaqi and leave this month. When you finish the month, when you come out of the month of Ramadan, you've totally improved and refined and changed. That's you, when you can say you've utilized this month. Allah has not made any other demand in this month. Leave Ramadan as a worshipper, or as a saqi, as a generous, as this and that. Allah's just made one demand. What is that? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That you will gain consciousness of Allah, fear of Allah. So if we don't have this target, we don't meet it, how can we say, oh, let's celebrate Eid, let's embrace Eid Mubarak to you, Eid Mubarak to you. Eid Mubarak is to that person who has left Ramadan as a muttaqi. Allah says, then depart Ramadan happily. Like for example, you go to the bathroom to have a wash or a shower, and if you come back out, if you go into the shower, you take an hour and you come back out, and you're still the same. So what will a person say to you? That I sent you to the shower, to a bath, you've come back the same way. So tomorrow when we come out of Ramadan, then Allah will ask us that I gave you Ramadan so you can become a muttaqi, to attain taqwa. Have you attained taqwa? What will be our answer? No, I kept on doing this, I kept on doing this, I kept on doing that. Allah said, for the purpose I give you Ramadan, give me the answer to about that. If you did nothing else, but if you had attained taqwa, then your Ramadan today would have been accepted. The objective that I gave you, this 30 days, I would have given you the reward, subhanAllah, and you would have attained the objective as well. So what is taqwa now? Let's think now, for which Allah Ta'ala has given to us Ramadan, and Ramadan is going as well, it's gone. Muttaqi, a person cannot become a muttaqi. A person cannot become a muttaqi until he doesn't shun the sins. A muttaqi is a person who is always saving himself, being cautious. If he doesn't save himself from sins, if he doesn't leave the sins, then he cannot become a muttaqi. Muttaqi cannot be a muttaqi. To be a muttaqi, a person has to discard the sins. So Allah Ta'ala has given us these 30 days that you need to leave the sins. And for that, this amal of giving to fast, in the form of the fast, for this reason, so that it can assist you. You will eat less, sleep less, more hunger. You will have less desires and lust and passions, and your base desires will be weakened, so that you cannot go towards the sin. Like a person, when he is negligent, for example, if he becomes weak, he can't raise his hands, or he can't walk. Just the same way Allah to suppress the desires. Allah knows best that the desire is created most of all by the stomach. When the stomach is full, you get more food, then a man, he carries out more wrong actions, more passion and desire and drive to do wrong and the lust. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy and karam, that He has stopped the eating and drinking to us, for us, so that we can attain the objective, we can reach to the objective. So this is Allah's great favor, that Allah Ta'ala made it even easier for us that to attain taqwa and to become muttaqis. So who is a person of taqwa? Taqwa is that state where a person, when he saves himself from sins, he's become a muttaqi. The person who has left the sins, shunned the sins, he has become the muttaqi. Now sin, two types of sin. How many types? Two types of sin. One is dhahiri and one is batini. These two sins that are committed by human being. Dhahiri sins, we control, because they're dhahir, you can see them. The effect, you can see it physically. You try to leave that sin, shun that sin. For example, what will people say, that because of the worry of what others will think or say? Obviously a person, then he controls himself, leaves the sins. But the sin within, the batin, this we do not control, even in the state of fasting. Why? Because this is hidden. That thing that's hidden, person doesn't really care about it. Even though it is more dangerous than the dhahiri sin. The batini sins are more dangerous than the dhahiri sins. The effects of the batini sins are very dirty and very dangerous and extremely hazardous. That's why Allah Ta'ala selected that all the time, the things that Allah Ta'ala selected, 30 days Ramadan, for this purpose, that you can't control your inner sins. I'm giving you 30 days, I'm giving you the hardships, I'm keeping you hungry and thirsty, I'm taking you more towards ibadat. So you cannot control yourself that easy. To control your lust and your batini sins and desires, to grab hold of it, to control it, to seal it. Look at the preparation of it. So how dangerous the batini sins must be. What a dangerous thing it must be, the batini sin. Is this not the case? So all year long we don't pay attention to it. So in 30 days of Ramadan, Allah says, I've instilled barakat, blessings. That if you practice this to leave the sins, to shun the sins, to shun the batini sins, you have to pay attention to that. Remember this, during the fast, we need to pay total attention to our inner sins, and that's why Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan. No other objective, no other purpose. That's the purpose of Ramadan, that our internal sins, we need to pay attention to them, focus on them. Allah has given you 30 days, you start trying to leave all the sins on each sin, then in Ramadan, the barakah, the blessing is such that alhamdulillah, Allah will put the effect that you will be able to control yourself after that. And your name will be included in the list of muttaqis after Ramadan. But if a person doesn't pay attention, doesn't try, doesn't focus on this objective and works out on other things, don't take what I'm saying badly. But I was thinking yesterday while I was fasting that today the internal sins, that we need to eliminate them. Have we thought about this? We don't have this niyab, then how will our fast be accepted or correct? Tell me. Yes, so we don't even have this niyyah. The ulama say that it's not sunnah, for example, if you don't pray or don't read, doesn't matter. Yes, the fast purpose is up. So the reality, this is not dua with the Ramadan. This is not the dua of keeping, it's not masnoon, it's not sunnah that we have to wabi sawmi ghadin nawaita min shahri Ramadan. That the real niyyah is that Allah, I'm keeping the fast with your karam, your grace, your rahmah, your mercy, your fadl. You give me an opportunity to attain taqwa. So me, alhamdulillah, with your karam, with your fadl, the whole day I will try. Just like I will leave the food and drink, I will also shun the batini sins. Make this niyyah. Make this intention. We make this intention. Allah will say, yes, wabi sawmi ghadin nawaitum shahr Ramadan. This will not be the means to your acceptance of your fast. There is no link with the niyyah of the fast. Yes, this is the niyyah that I'm explaining to you for fasting. Let's correct our niyyah. Let's correct our niyyah. Immediately after keeping the fast, starting it, then go to the objective for which Allah Ta'ala is making us keep the fast, keeping us hungry, keeping us thirsty. Yes, he's making us sleep less. We feel more sleepy. This is the objective. Make this the niyyah. Leave wa bisawmi ghadin nawaitum shahr Ramadan. Leave the meaning of that. Come to this. Allah, your fadl, your karam, that you are taking me towards that striving, the effort, the hard work. I'm leaving eating, drinking, sleeping. I've eaten according to my whatever I needed. I've come now to the real playing field. And today, this sin, I'm going to fight with this sin today. I'm not going to let it come close to me. And from that one batini sin, we need to leave. One internal sin, we need to shun. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Listen carefully, attentively to what I'm saying. Rather, I'm explaining to myself. I'm not explaining to you. I'm speaking to myself. In reality, I'm explaining to myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Totally understand 100%. I'm telling you, this is the fact of Ramadan. We just come here and we eat and we say, after that we don't know anything. Let's wait for the evening. Roasted chicken, we'll cook this today. We'll make pakoras today, bhajis today, onion bhaji. Until the evening in our minds, all this just floats around in our mind. Circulates in our mind. Okay, eat. I'm not saying don't eat. Eat good things, nice things. But put the objective in front of you. That Allah Ta'ala, everything you're making us do is for a reason, a purpose. Allah wants us to attain something. When you practice fasting, Allah says, I will help you, assist you. I will assist you. And this striving, hard working, hard leaving food, drink, don't worry, Allah says. Don't worry, Allah says. That you're doing this for my sake, that you want to leave the sin for my sake. Why are you leaving sins? Why are we leaving sins? This is for me. Why is it for Allah's sake that we're leaving sins? Understand this point as well. We're doing leaving sins for Allah for this reason. Because when we want to leave the sin, do it for this reason, for Allah's sake. For this reason it's happened, that we want to meet Allah. That's why we're leaving the sins. We are desperate. We're keen. There's a dua that Allah Ta'ala, make me mushtaq of your ziyarah and of your sight. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah, make me an ashik, a lover. Extra keen, ultra keen of your deed, of your meeting you, of seeing you. Allah, make me desperate that I am preparing and thinking always that I'm going to meet my Lord. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yeah, what a great way of thinking and a thought. And in fact, these are stages of Ramadan. So with this purpose, reason, we say, Allah, it's for you I'm doing this. Everything I'm leaving, I'm shunning. And our objective, our destination is what? This will not give us the success. This is not good enough. We need to make dua and plead to Allah. Allah, your fadl, we are now ready. We have picked up the tools and resources given to us. We are ready to have our stomachs empty after a while. This will stop them. We'll eat. We'll be thirsty and hungry and we'll be dizzy. But Allah, we are going to fight our enemy, our nafs, our base desires. That we're going to shun that sins and then come out of them. Allah says, fine, you'll stay hungry, thirsty, everything you're doing for me. In other words, to meet me, this for me. What does Allah say when He says that everything you're doing is for me? It's for meeting me, because you're keen to meet me and the love to meet me. Come, just like you love that, then I also, the effect of your love has come over me as well. Allah says to meet you. I am also your mushtaq now. I will now assist you in this regard. For what? That these sins, you can leave them. This is fasting. This is the fast, subhanAllah. So until the evening when we don't commit that sin, then subhanAllah, all the angels gather together, that you did mujahada, you strived, and you established that, mashallah, good, well done. And for this Allah says, that tell my servant, we think that we've kept the fast and we'll get the reward for this. Yes, what reward are we going to get? This is just a little bit, what's this not working out? Even a sick man, he doesn't eat. Doctor Sahab will say that you're not going to eat for 24 hours, your stomach is upset. Will you eat? If doctor says, nobody will eat. Because your stomach's upset, your stomach's unwell. No. So this is not the reason for fasting. Allah will be happy for the reason that in this human being, he's done mujahida, he's strived, angels gather. Allah says, he promised me in the morning, and he's tried his best, that I'm going to fight this sin, he's fought himself, he's opposed himself. Allah says, first, I'll give him the reward of one fast. 30 fast reward I'll give at the end. Allah says, let me give him the reward of one fast. So my servant, the first reward is your maghfirah. Subhanallah, forgiveness.
We think the fast we kept, that oh, I haven't eaten or drank, Allah has forgiven me. Wah, wah, subhanAllah. And all the other actions we carry on doing, what we want, I did this, Allah did that, I did this. I just didn't eat or drink, I didn't do parda, and the women didn't stay at home, in the four walls, in the routine life that we should be doing. And we wore clothes that are showing off, and our hair's flowing and showing. The man did what he wanted. We did all the haram, halal mix. We don't know what's the difference, but we just kept the fast. I didn't eat, I didn't drink. Allah's giving me maghfirah, forgiveness. Subhanallah. Oh, servants of Allah. Is this it? Is this the target that we can get forgiveness from? Allah's given a target. You have to do mujahidah to shun the sins. For the mujahidah you did, you strive to leave the sins. And that working hard you did to leave the sins, Allah says, I've given you maghfirah. Say subhanallah. Every fasting person, when he breaks the fast, then he's maghfoor. Allah forgives him or her. On top of that, Allah Ta'ala says, I want to give you another reward. And then this world you are present. I've told you, I've given you the reward of the hereafter, I've forgiven you. So if you were to die now, the doors of paradise open for you. Oh Allah, I did this, I did this. I said, sins removed, detached, wiped away, clean. You strive, you worked hard because you wanted to meet me. So your sins have been eliminated, evaporated. I'm your Rabb. If I want, I can wipe away all of your sins. So they're gone. Allah says, forget them. One person who fast. Why? Because not due to the hunger and the thirst, because we shunned the sins, we fought ourselves, we fought our nafs to shun the sins. Say subhanallah. This is the objective. Not that oh, this happened, that malala. No, we fought our nafs. Allah says that the first reward in the akhirah I'll give to you, that you are forgiven beyond forgiven. Jannah is open for you, palace is made for you, hoors are ready, ghulams are ready. So if you pass away now, or if you pass away later on, but after passing away, you'll get this reward. And then, for example, if you were to be left and you commit the sins and you do this action again, I'll forgive you again. Allah says, say, subhanallah. So this is the connection, the relationship between Allah's servant and Allah the creator. So this is your reward in the akhirah, Allah says. Now in the world you have a need. I will also give you the full reward in this world. After one fast, this is the reward, one fast. This is not that niyyah that Allah wants. This is the niyyah that I explained to you. From today, will you make the niyyah when you fast? Yes. After today, change your niyyahs when you keep the fast. Yes, don't put fatwa on me, but I'm telling you the truth, the fact. Ask any alim, any mufti, and this is coming. Mufti Taqi, if you phone him, that this man said this. Is he right or is he wrong? If he doesn't agree, that he'll say that meet. If he doesn't say that, tell me him, I want to meet him as well. This is the right niyyah. SubhanAllah, if he doesn't say that. Yes? So now we understand the point, the objective. Allah Ta'ala says that, and I will also give the reward in the world, because you live in the world, you need something. So the biggest reward in the world is what? Me and you. What's the biggest reward? The Allah Ta'ala, my desires are fulfilled. Say subhanallah. So what's the biggest desire I have? I know what it is. My biggest desire, Allah, I want to buy a house. We're tight. It's difficult. I can't get a house. We're in the dunya. We have to come towards the dunya now. Yeah? I'm not saying that don't earn dunya. Let's now come towards the dunya. What should we earn? Allah has given us akhirah. What's Allah given? Allah says that you are free now, forgiven. But in the world, we need something. I've designed my heart. Allah, I want a house. I don't have money. I want to buy a house. Ya Allah, I want to buy this car. And my car's old now. It's not driving properly. So desires in the heart. Allah says that your desires, it's your turn now. You ask what you want. So Allah says, whatever you ask, I will accept your dua. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So now what else do we need? Yes, in this desire that Allah want to see you, for the sake of this desire of seeing Allah, to meet our Rabb, that first you did mujahida, 12 hours, 10 hours, you left food, you left drinking, after that you ate to your fill. Remember this, but due to that little target that Allah want to meet you, and the barrier between me and you is the sin, and the sin of my batin, I will shun the sins. And I have no link in relationship with my sins, but I want to remove this veil, this barrier, so it drops, and me and you, we can create, have the means to meet Allah. This is my objective. Is this the right definition of Ramadan, brothers? Are we keeping the fast with this niyyah, that we're going to meet Allah? Yes, so then why will you come to pray Eid? What's Eid for? What's the happiness for on Eid? That, for example, you haven't had the desire to meet Allah, and you're coming to pray Eid Salah. That Allah Ta'ala doesn't need such a dua. One fast, what does it give the human being? If he keeps the fast correct, if he keeps 30 fasts like this, SubhanAllah says he's light beyond light. Nur ala nur. Within him, the nur, the light of wanting to meet me gets filled. Gets filled because he tried, he made effort to see me, to meet me. He dropped the veils, the barriers, the obstacles between him and me. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. This is the fast. This is the definition of fast. So these are the sins of the batin. So now let's see the sins. They are hidden sins. We can't see the sin, but remember. Do you see cancer? Do you see tuberculosis, TB? Do you see, astaghfirullah, the old names? Maybe it's good, I don't remember the names. Do you remember any? Can you see any sickness? Can you see corona in you? No. So what's that then? I come to the masjid. Temperature gun. Look at the temperature. Has he got temperature? Ill, fever, cough. He's got a cough. So what we realize, if a person gets a cough, if he's got a fever, temperature, this is the case, isn't it? There's a cough and there's a fever, high temperature. Oh, go, you got coronavirus. Go away. People say, oh. Yes, what we realize is that sickness, there are symptoms of a sickness. When you see the symptoms, then you realize what's the sickness. In the same way, batini illness also have symptoms. The inner sicknesses have symptoms. When you see those symptoms, when they're apparent, immediately you'll see that, you'll know, you realize that there's this sickness within me. Say subhanAllah. So I'm telling you now, batini sense, how to grab them, identify them. How to? Because we don't have the desire, we don't have the passion. Let's look inside ourselves, what dirt is in there. We just do the zahir, we decorate our zahir. This is our situation. We bought nice clothes, an imama, nice beard, oil on the beard, surma, and we make our appearance. Wow, muttaki man, first row, subhanallah, worshipper, hazrat sahabs come, peer sahabs come, pious man. But look inside yourself, what is the defect? The defects, look at the situation within, look at the dryness within, the barrenness within. At least decorate your batin and come. Just like you put the when you decorate yourself and make yourself up externally. Because if you're going to meet Allah, Allah says, I have no need for your external decoration and makeup. I like that fakir who has torn clothes, whose hair is disheveled. He cannot even comb. Yes, he doesn't even wear the clothes properly, but his internal batin is such that subhanAllah, inside his batin, in the earth of his batin, you can see paradise. If you look inside in his batin, in a state, you can see the splashes of paradise, the reflection of paradise, the palaces of paradise within him. So now, that is the deserved of meeting me, of seeing me, Allah says. That person is deserved, mustahiq. Internal sickness, disease, we do ibadah with that. Okay, that's fine. Keep on doing ibadah physically. That's just like a wool. And inside that wool, there's damp. Moisture. Behind the wool is damp. To hide that damp, you say, oh, let's put some wallpaper on top of the wool. Then after a while, you see that after 6 months, damp again, moist again. Then you pour another layer of paper. You keep on putting wallpaper. The damp is still there within. Inside, the dirt is still there. I recite the Quran, do dhikr, pray salah, but the dirt is still within. But keep putting wallpaper on top. So when we will be presented in front of Allah, when you're presented to Allah, Allah will say, remove the wallpaper and see inside that wall. Show inside yourself. When you go to buy the house, will you say first, remove this wallpaper for that? Let me do the survey. Is there damp within the wall? So in this, the case of the world, when you present it to Allah, Allah say, leave the salam. First look, is there damp inside you? Is there damp inside you? First remove that dampness. What a logical explanation. Remove the dampness within you, Allah say first. Is this not the case? So for example, if you sell the house and you come and say tomorrow that you are a fraudster, you sold me the house, you took so much money from me, you said the house was nice, very good, there was dampness inside this, you deceived me, and you put wallpaper on the side, on top of the wall, and you sold the house, so you're not a fraudster, that's deception. But Allah Ta'ala, in front of Allah, you cannot deceive Allah. Allah will say first, Allah will say, bear him, remove the paper, the salah, the real asal namaz, bring that, that's the salah I wanted. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, you'll be lost. Allah said, didn't I give you 30 days to remove the damp rot within? 30 days total to assist you, to help you. I was with you. 30 days, why didn't you do this action to remove the dampness? If you tried, made effort, it was my job to remove the dampness from within you, Allah says. My job to do it. But why did we just leave food, drink, we don't do anything else? Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the symptoms of the sickness, the symptoms of the fault. There are signs. Look. Example, there's a man, he comes to me, my friend. A friend, acquaintance, very good friend. As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum as-salam. Yaar, today something good news. What's the good news? That I have bought a house, beautiful house today. So now see the symptoms. So you've bought a house. Now when he hears this news, the good news that I've bought a house, a nice car. Yaar, I'm this now, I've achieved this. Now, the effects on the other person who's listening, the effects his friend, whoever, you can see the effect on that person. If after hearing what you tell him, the good news, and his heart goes crooked and there's a crack, he starts to get hot inside and a little bit vexed, and his face sees a change on his face, and inside he gets hot and vexed, and the thought inside him is developing, although it's his friend, thoughts within him, this is the start, and in his thoughts, ajeeb, weird feeling and emotion, rather than repaying that good news, he starts to get frustrated and upset, and instead of being happy, demonstrating his happiness to his friend, he says, how did he get this house? How comes he attained this? Ajeeb dislike and hatred. When this feeling emotion starts, then consider you have an internal sickness, batini sickness inside you. When after hearing someone's happiness, somebody's fame, somebody's money, somebody's mal, somebody's beauty, somebody's speech, somebody's taqreer, somebody's ilm, somebody's darajat, somebody's elevation, somebody's status, somebody's money and wealth, somebody's riches and wealth and money, due to that, inside you, you start to burn and hatred, and it increases, and your heart doesn't even say, rather from the heart you get happiness, that I want him to lose this is better. Why did he get these things? Why don't I get these things? How did he attain this? How can this be? How can he be the owner of this? To this extent, he has the desire that if he realizes that that thing has gone from his name, then he starts to get happy. Then my brothers, this is a big disease of the akhirah, and this is called hasad, envy. That thief has been caught. The why are you upset? What's wrong with you? How is he effective? On the other hand, when he gives you good news and you get happiness, look at the difference. If you get happiness, feel good, and on your face you'll be a little bit of a smile, a nice smile, and you'll say, MashaAllah, you say, SubhanAllah, yaar, you got a nice car, do dua, that I can also get a car like this, say, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Yaar, you got this car, do dua, that I also have a need of a car, yaar, you got a house, do dua for me as well, so I can also get a house, Mubarak to you, congratulations. And Allah says, this man, he is deserving of praise. This is nice feeling, good regard, just like he's got, I'll give to you as well, Allah says. SubhanAllah. So we need to turn from malice towards positive envy, positive appreciation. Allah has given us Ramadan, 30 days. Change your malice and hatred towards positive envy, positive gratitude, and being grateful for what that person's got. This is the maqsad, the objective of Ramadan. Am I right or am I wrong? This is fasting, isn't it? First fast are you keeping? Yeah? Is it the first fast? I'm laughing at our destruction. I'm laughing at destruction. What a beautiful time of life we are wasting. How many days of Ramadan we've wasted? 70 years of Ramadan we waste. 30 years of Ramadan we waste. Year upon year, we keep on wasting. Allah says that just one fast is enough for the human being if he passes it in this way. One fast, if you have the desire of my meeting, so that if you want to shun the sins, and what is this called? Defined as brothers, hasad. Hasad is such a severe sickness of the akhirah. Allah, 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 that the insan is not insan who has hasad within him. That he is the ball of fire. The ball of fire. Every illness has a condition. Corona goes into the lungs. Respiratory disease, it annihilates the lungs, destroys the lungs. Cancer, it burns away that organ where the cancer is, that portion of the body. This sickness, hasad, is such a severe sickness. In the hadith, the words of the hadith that I'm sharing with you, the meaning of the hadith, that this is such a severe sickness. What does it do? That insan, it twists him. Allah says, the Prophet of Allah said, ajeeb point, ajeeb hadith. What does this sickness do of malice, hatred? It's not your sickness. Hasad, this is not the sickness of a mu'min. Because a person who says, La ilaha illallah, he recites La ilaha illallah and he has that feeling with him. No, La ilaha Isa Rasulullah. La ilaha someone else Rasulullah. They're all Rasuls. But whoever has got La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that person within him, he did not have this sickness. This sickness was the sickness of the previous nations. It continued, transferred, and it's come to you. Why? This is not the words of the hadith. Tafsir, I'm telling you now. It transferred, it's coming to you. Because you have left the knuckle of your deen and you adopted their deen. Lebas should be like that, walking like that, eating like that. Yeah? Child, my child should be like that. Everything of my life should be like these are, they are. Abu Haq, we have ended that imagination that everything of my life should be like he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah.
Our color has changed. So when we change our color, we absorb ourselves in the other way, when we immerse ourselves in the other way. And knowingly, unknowingly, those things that in those qawms previous to us, such bad things, negatives in the previous nations, the previous qawms, may we give all to the sadqai Rasulullah, so Allah Ta'ala washed away for us, made a plain, simple deen for us, give us the Quran in our hand here. This is the way of life for you. In which the Tawrat enjoyments, the Injil enjoyments, the Uhud, everything. Allah's put all enjoyments of the previous deens. Imamul Anbiya, the Kitab of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has allowed it to come to our heart and He's given us Ramadan. MashaAllah. Ramadan will come, pick up the Quran. Read, Allah Ta'ala says. What a great honor Allah has given to this Ummah. Honor. Have you seen this? So then, this is the situation Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala has given us this karam, this mercy, such a great favor. And what have we done? There's such a great Ramadan, such a beautiful ibadah. And we have destroyed via our sins this greatness of Ramadan. Allah says, this sin is not even yours. This is transferred, passed on. To your tafsir, this sin's coming to you. And you do as much nakal of them. And that's the more this has penetrated you, do tawbah today, that we do not do their nakal imitation. Yes, in masjids we come like this. We're going to sujood like this. We do tawaf like this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What a big punishment Allah has given to us. The big disease has come due to this into us. Yes, that Allah says that I dislike that way. You've put their ways on, and he whose way Allah Ta'ala loves and holds dear and beloved and gives beautiful words, what is that? We have left that, shunned that, discarded that. Imama, subhanallah, turban. Who likes this? Our Rabb Allah. Dadi, beard. Who likes the beard? Our Rabb Allah. White color. Who likes it? Our Rabb Allah. Who likes it? Because his Habib, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loves these things. Likes these things. So Allah likes these things. No, I don't want to do this. No, I want to do what they do. And I want to earn paradise. And I want to get shifa of who? Of Rasulullah. He whose imitation we dislike, the women and the men and our children don't like to imitate. But we don't like that. We don't want to imitate him. But we want him, to intercede for us. Subhanallah, servants of Allah. What a great choice you've got there. What a contrast. Well, how great way you bring up your children. With your eyes, you're looking at them doing naqal, imitating with your eyes. They're playing games and drama of their life. With your eyes, you see day and night inside them, they're lost. And what do you ask? Shifa. His shifa. Subhanallah. Whose opposition we are doing in our daily lives. We're asking for his shifa. And weird excuses for not practicing. For this nakal. Weird excuses of the nakal that we do. Strange excuses. Man habba sunnati fa man habani. There's no greater guarantee than this. That you do amal on my sunnah, just try it, I will love you. Ma kana ma yifi jannati. And whoever I love, ma kana ma yifi jannati, I will take him with myself into paradise. Subhanallah. No. I like the knuckle of the others. And we say that we're akalmand as well. He who does their knuckle, imitates them. We say their fundamental is extreme, backward. Has he got akal? What's he doing? Who's he following? Which path has he gone on to backwards? We say, we laugh at them, joke, mock them. He's destroyed, we say. So brothers, that knuckle, the hadith is coming. Due to the knuckle, the obedience, this is what's happened to you. That sin, that transferred. Such a big disease of that hasad, whoever's hasad inside him, is stated that he is twisted, changed. Two meanings come out here. That person, he is twisted, mooned. You understand? Just like his hair is, if it's totally shaven off, wiped away, taken away. Yes, so if I've got hair and they're shaven off, so will there not be a difference in my look, in my appearance? Of course it will come in. I've got hair now, nice hair, I go home and I shave off the hair, I come back, I'll be bald headed. They'll say, MashaAllah, you suddenly change, your appearance has changed, your hayat, your condition. So that person will be shaven, totally transformed due to a hasad, due to that disease of hasad. What's the punishment? That he would be transformed. His deen will be spoilt, disfigured. That deen I gave to him, Allah says, that deen is not remained with him now. Due to hasad, that sickness is coming from from those centuries that Quran's gone, that deen's gone, that salah's gone, his appearance has changed, disfigured. I'm talking to you with the words of the hadith. You can read this hadith in Mishkat. Should we do hasad or not? Tell me. Hasad. Yes. So a person's deen is disfigured, changed. Person was a hasid, his deen has been transformed. The face of the deen has changed. Everything for him is jaiz, haram is jaiz. Deen has changed. He changes his deen, twists the deen, disfigures the deen. So everything for him becomes jaiz. Leave, yaar. Oh, what difference does it make? I'll do this. Leave this, I can do this action. What difference does it make? Halal is haram. The boundary of halal and haram, they meet each other. The hudud, the transgress. And he learns how to make the excuses. Where the nafs and the stomach comes, he makes excuses, takes shortcuts. Where's this coming from? From which illness? Hasad, hasad. And we are get the opportunity to exterminate this, to eliminate this. It has been given. So the niyyah, Allah says, if you make the niyyah, then you can get rid of hasad. That's why I'm keeping the fast. Yes, that's when the person will then have that desire to meet Allah. I've got the fast I'm keeping, so I can meet Allah. So this is a weird illness. And this illness, this sickness, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the meaning of the disease is such that when a person is a hasid, he has got hasad, then his hasad, it creates a fire within him. When he has malice and deep envy, negative envy, then the fire is burning within him. When you are hasid and you speak to someone, then suddenly when you tell him some good news inside him, he will feel burning. His face will go red, his ears will go red. Little bit his face will go red after hearing your good news, because the burning is within him. Hasad is such a disease that the fire is generated within. What does the fire do? What does it burn? A little bit beyond, I'll explain to you. That what does that fire do? That burning do? That thing, it burns the heat. It never cools anything. What does water do? It cools the fire. Cools the heat. So when he burns, when he feels that burning sensation, it burns. What does it burn inside us? What does it burn? Tell me. What does that envy, malice burn? The hatred. It burns that within us, that thing which is linked to our akhirah. The heavens is linked to us, to that. It burns that. So that burn, the fire of, it's not the fire of the world. It cannot burn the connection we have to thereafter. That fire which is burning us within due to hasad, is the fire of Jahannam within us. I'm telling you, hasad, envy, hatred, malice. So don't be a fake person after doing 4 days of ibadah. Correct these internal sins. Allah has given an opportunity in your life. Go to a khanqah, change your direction to a khanqah, and sit in the company of the waliyah and say, I've got these sicknesses. And without that, you cannot eliminate those sins. The symptoms are present. I've told you the symptoms. When you have seen these symptoms within you, run to a wali Allah. Run to a friend of Allah. Run, hasten. That I'm finished, I'm destroyed. I do all these things externally, but the fire is burning, raging within me. Why? Why do I get burning sensation and jealousy within me? Why do I feel jealousy and hatred when someone tells me his good news? It's a very lengthy subject, but I'll give you short, concise meaning, because we have to do dhikr yet. So that fire has been generated within. What will that fire do? Allah's Nabi says that his eyes could see everything inside you, what's happening. The Basira Ma, he said that my eyes, they see what your eyes cannot see. That the fire is within you and it's burning you. That the luggage for your akhirah, your good deeds, it will suppress them, burn them. So when the fire burns in someone's house, it rages all of his valuable possessions are burned. The fire doesn't say, oh, let's burn his old clothes or cheap things and leave the expensive things, or the gold or the jewels are valuable, leave them. No. When the fire comes into the house, it burns everything, valuable, cheap, expensive. Subhanallah, when the fire of Jahannam, it burns, then all of the jewels of the hereafter, all the good deeds, the piety within us that's connected to the hereafter, it burns everything away and destroys it. So what we attained after doing hasad, brothers, what have we attained? It burns that person away. All of his good deeds related to the akhirah are burned away. The deen is gone. The way of life's gone. His religion's gone. By doing hasad, being jealous and envious and having malice, what do you attain? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. So what a big disease. Have you ever tried to get rid of jealousy? Of this sin of malice and envy? We actually bring it up. We look after it.
we grow it and grow it more. And after that, Rasulullah said in the same day, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is narrating this hadith in Mishkat. He stated that this sin of jealousy, malice, it burns away your good deeds, and it also spoils you in another way, disfigures you in another way. That it creates a very poor condition with you, fasad and fitna it creates within you. And it goes worse, and it multiplies towards more sins. You get anger, you get backbiting. That person who is jealous of someone else, then he will start backbiting as that person in a wrong way, be angry with that person. He will try to give loss to his assets, to destroy him. And if he has more malice, more envy, more jealousy, then practically as well, physically, he will try to affect that person who he hates, who's jealous against. To this extent, he won't even want to see that person. Now, how did he get this? As soon as he sees that person, he'll dislike him without any reason. And there's a bigger sin than this, that he commits, may Allah forgive us from this sin. That in front of Allah he stands and says, Allah, that you have distributed wrongfully, that this should be mine, why did you give to him? Allahu Akbar. He starts to complain. Do you understand what I'm saying, my words? Do you understand what I'm saying? These are the words of the faqirs. This is what they discuss with us. May Allah Ta'ala correct me, improve me, and make me a good Muslim. May I not be a drama person. May the drama come out of my life. I mean, so Allah, this person who has the jealousy and the malice, he is complaining to Allah, Allah, you've given wrongfully to him. Why didn't you give to me? Why did you give to him? He shouldn't have received this. So Allah says, when you complain and challenge my distribution, come to me. I will grab your neck in such a way you'll remember your fast. I'll give you the reward. You'll give you the return. You'll realize that you played with Ramadan in such a way. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Such a big punishment for this sin. The goodness has gone. The good deeds have gone. Allah says, this is the dunya where you're getting this effect and impact. When you come to me in the akhirah, that those few deeds that you had left to your name after coming to me, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. One other sin is coming to my mind as an effect of hasad. That when we are hasid and envious or have malice and jealousy of somebody, then we are consuming his rights. We are taking possession of his rights. Sharia tells us this, that when you have jealousy against someone, you are breaking his rights. You are considering his assets as yours. His mal is yours. And this is such a big sin, that when you take the rights of a person, Allah says, I don't forgive this sin, until you don't go to the human being and ask him to forgive this sin that you committed. Allahu Akbar. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So Allah says, I won't forgive you. Go to the human being, whether in the hereafter or the world. You need to go to him, plead to him for forgiveness. So when you consume the rights of somebody, where's this sin come from? From hasad as well. So Allah says, I'll give you an opportunity. Fasting. The fast we are wasting. We're wasting the fast. Allah says, that all you need to do is try, make effort. If you had made niyyah in the morning when you kept the fast, until the evening, me, your Rabb, I will remove the hasad from your heart by the evening. Today, what is the fast today? What number? 17th fast. Today, 17 sins should have come out of our life. Imam Ghazali, he mentioned 20 sins. How many are left after that? 3, Subhanallah. Yes, have we made even wabisomi ghadin nawaitum isharam this niyyah we make in the morning? Did you make the niyyah to remove one sin? Did you just make niyyah to lose weight? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you? Is your Ramadan going correctly? Is it? Is it? Maybe I'm speaking to myself. Your Ramadan is probably good. You probably make good niyyahs, but I'm speaking to you about my mistakes. That I'm like a monkey. You're like an animal. Yes, the 17 fasts of mine have been wasted. Wasted. What have I done in one fast? I couldn't make one niyyah of leaving one sin. Yes, and leaving. Alisai mashkura. That who are you to leave the sins? How will you practically and physically leave? Do you have energy? La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. What power do you have? If I want, then I will enable you to leave everything. So you have to make special request to me, Allah. Who are you, big head, big man, that you will leave the sins? You don't even have the strength to take hasad out of your life. It's your Rabb. You have to present your request. Allah, that drinking, leaving food, drink, making effort, leaving my sleep. Allah, I'm just doing it due to your karam and grace and mercy that you've enabled me to do so I can leave the sins. Allah, I'm not able to do this with your karam, your grace, your mercy, your selection. Allah, I just wanted to try. Allah, it's you who will remove the sin out of my life. So we just have to try, work hard, and in return to that, Allah will give you the payment. Alhamdulillah, Allah will take that sin out from its roots. So Allah will end the khabasat, the sins. But we consume the rights and break the rights of others. Allah says, I cannot forgive that sin. Rather, that man who you broke his rights, he will forgive you. So in the hereafter, when the hasid is standing in the court of Allah, in the hereafter, that person who he did hasid against, the veils will be removed, everything will be visible within. He'll say, this man I thought he was my friend, and he used to burn from my money, burn from my fame, burn from my status. Today I won't leave you, my son. You have come into my control. Allah will say that you broke his rights, you did hasid against him, you consumed his rights, you crushed his rights, that he was about to go into paradise, and that mal he had that would taken him to paradise, and he stood in front of him and he said, I won't forgive you. I'll forgive you when take your mal, your deeds that are left, a few deeds left to your name, take those good deeds out and give them to me. So those good deeds that subhanAllah, he tried hard, he accumulated, and those good deeds will come out of his fortune that he prayed salah for hereafter, that mal for paradise. That person who he had hasad against in the world, he didn't do anything else. For during hasad, the mal he committed, those deeds, even those deeds are being transferred to that man who is envious against. Subhanallah. So he's giving the mal, the wealth of paradise, to that person who he was envious against, and he's going himself towards Jahannam. Why? Because he committed hasad. The sin of hasad, the subject is very vast, broad. I will make it concise. This is the introduction to the sin. What a big sin. That never do hasad against anybody. Don't do it. Now, you'll say, then, shall I tell you the cure? Because you're sitting in front of a faqir. So how will hasad come out? Whoever wants to learn, raise your hands. Otherwise, I won't tell you. Whoever wants to learn the cure for hasad, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Okay, now I'll tell you. Because otherwise, you know, obviously I'm keen to explain to you. I'm not saying for another reason. They say, oh, what's he come here to tell us? He's come here with a black kambal blanket and he's wrapped it around and he's just come to announce. No. Listen to what I'm saying. Inshallah, in the hereafter, we'll all be in Jannah and Paradise. Not as hasids. Not with doing hasad, but we'll be in Paradise. We'll sit with each other. We'll discuss and eat and drink. And mashallah, we'll eat meat. Say, Ameen, Ameen. It's the time for acceptance. Allah will accept, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll sit together just like we sat there talking to each other in the masjid. Inshallah, we'll also have the same group in the hereafter, mashallah, with the fadl of Allah. So hasad, envy, it comes out. It comes out. Number one, how to get rid of hasad. I'll tell you quickly, then we'll do dhikr. Number one, to get rid of hasad. First and foremost, the sickness when you're sick or ill in the world or thereafter, you have to accept that I am sick. That's step number one. Accept you're sick. Doctor always gets angry. When you go to the doctor, he gets angry. And when he tells you the cure, when he sees the sickness symptom, he says, it looks like you've had a sickness quite a long time. Why didn't you come to me before? Why didn't you tell me earlier you had this sickness? If you'd come earlier, then I could have cured your sickness quickly and easily. You've delayed too long. You should have told me before a long time. Doesn't the doctor say this? This is the case. So when you get these symptoms of sickness, then first and foremost, when you get the signs, immediately you need to understand that sickness, that this sickness is inside me. And the first step, don't need to eat any other medicine. If you in the early stages grasp that sickness, you can control it yourself without taking the medicine. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. For example, I've got a stomachache, I should control, go onto a diet, eat less, drink less. I don't need to go to a chemist or to a pharmacist, give me medicine. But when I don't accept I'm sick, I don't have cancer, I don't have this malady, I'm totally fine. We keep saying this, then he goes downhill and say, you wasted time. So first thing, when the symptoms of hasad, jealousy, malice, envy are inside you, you know that you've got this, you should accept that sin, that sickness. We should accept that we've got that sin, that sickness within me, that I'm a hasid. But man never accepts that he's a hasid. He should accept it within himself. Don't worry about others telling you. When you've got these feelings within you, you're looking at others, you're jealous from his car, his house, and his fame, or his ilm, or his status, or his elevation, then consider you are hasid. I am. First and foremost, accept, number one, step number one, that I'm a hasid. I've got this sickness within me. I'm a patient. Step number one. When you accept you've got the sickness, the malady, yes, I'm a hasid, I've got the sin of hasid. When you realize I'm jealous, then you turn to step number two to solve the problem. That from Allah Ta'ala, great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala gives to you. Step number two, that when due to which hasid will come out when you do this. What is that? The salah, whatever you pray, when you've got opportunity to do good, when you get an opportunity to pray salah, ibadah, worship, first and foremost, raise your hands and do dua for that person. Allah, that person I've got hasad against, what have you given to him, car or house, which has caused me to be jealous? From the depths of my heart, Allah, I say, I request, I plead, Allah, give him a bigger car, a better car, give him more money, more wealth. And his mal, if it's mal, whatever you're jealous against due to that, then do dua in depth,
in depth do dua, that Allah gives him more. The more you do dua, Allah Ta'ala will give you the remedy, the cure. He will increase the remedy and the cure. Say Subhanallah, the Subhanallah. This is such a great cure and remedy that, for example, when our body is cut, that beautiful, for example, when you have a body physically, you need to get the remedy, the doctor makes you unconscious, gives you the anesthetic, so that you cannot feel that pain, so that we can give them the cure. Then they cut open that part of the body where they need to do operation, we need to take something out. There's only one cure, give him, put him to sleep, anesthetic. So this, that stage, when you raise your hands to do dua for the other person, when you're the hasid, so when you do this dua for that person you're jealous against, then you will have a high stage operation at that time. You will feel pain at that time. Inside will be burning, and the fire will be raging. The ashes will be flying around. But when you raise your hands to be saved from the adhab, Allah, no, give to him, give him much more. So these are the two opposite contrasts at that time. Because the operation is taking place within you. The operation. Brothers, the next cure, beautiful remedy, solution. From the roots, the hasad will disappear. Hasad. So that's the step number two we just discussed. Number three, وَمِنْ شَرِ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ Quran. The Quran tells us, doesn't it? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِ مَا خَلَقْ وَمِنْ شَرِ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَعَ وَمِنْ شَرِ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ This is put to the end. Why? Because it's such a severe point, important point. Allah says, the best remedy for hasad is that turn to me. Allah says, turn to me. Come to my protection. The greatest protection of Allah is what? What is Allah Ta'ala's greatest attention? Focus on Allah and the greatest protection. We want Allah's refuge. Seek refuge. Allah, save me from hasad. Save me from hasad. Save me from hasad. I've done these sins. Allah, save me from the fire of hasad. When a person's totally hasn't got the capability, he seeks refuge in Allah. وَمَنْ شَرِ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ Allah is such a big sin, severe sin, is beyond your control. The final remedy and cure is come to Allah, come to the refuge of Allah. And the best protection of Allah is what? The hadith states, hadith explained to us, the greatest protection of Allah is what? That when the servant, when shayateen, they're running after him, he runs away from the darkness, from the evil. He can't see any other protection, no other refuge. As soon as he sees a castle, the food, he goes into the castle, the food, he closes it, seals it. And the enemies, they're outside, they can't get to him, they can't get close to him. Allah says, my servant, if you come into my protection, then you will have come into the best protection, which is my dhikrullah. When you do dhikrullah, then you've come into a great food, that you are protected from all of the vice and the evil. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That's why we do dhikr, our Sufi individuals, day and night in the khanqa. This is the greatest fort that gives the greatest protection to the human being. And all of the loss and the sins, nothing, no darkness comes to him, no punishment comes to him. The greatest protection, وَذْكُرُوا لَكَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْلُونَ This is the success that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, not due to minor dhikr. Allah says, I've given you dhikr all life long, with every breath do dhikr. There are so many sins, so many bad paths, obstacles and barriers to meeting me, so many shayateen and evil spirits and wretched things in the world that don't allow you to meet me. Oh my servant, I have prepared for you. And if you grab hold of that preparation, the root, the solution, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْلُونَ You do dhikr kathir. Whoever comes then into that protection, then you'll be safe from all the vice and the wrong. And in the hereafter, definitely we will meet, you will meet me. People say, why do you do dhikr? Why do you do dhikr? What's the benefit of dhikr? Oh my brothers, it's only dhikr that's everything. There's nothing else. The biggest protection, security, safeguarding, mad. They're not mad who do dhikr. This Allah has put a condition. You don't have dhikr. Allah says, dhikr kathir you need to do. Because this is the greatest barriers in the world are against you. And you cannot be saved from those barriers without doing dhikr Allah. Should we do dhikr or not? Tell me. That's why Allah Ta'ala has given us, enables us that, do we have the ability to understand what is dhikr? Because when a person loves the world, Allah says, oh, he loves the world, Allah gives him the understanding of the world, he earns money, shops, business, buy this stock, I can earn like this, and like that. So the worldly person, we call him very brainy, a man who's progressed, the person who's got nur of the akhirah, and we say he wants to meet me, and Allah says, he wants to meet me, Allah says, he wants to go to the akhirah, positive benefit. Always he's thinking, wanting to meet Allah, and such a beautiful meeting that Allah is happy with him and I'm happy with Allah. Irji'i rabbika radiyatan mardiyah. When I leave the world, Allah is happy with me and I'm happy with Allah. Subhanallah. Wadkhul jannati is being announced. Come into paradise. It's only that person who's done dhikrullah and protected his life and himself. Dhikr of Allah is working, striving, working hard for those things that we seek refuge from Allah, from those evil things. Allah, we are weak. How can we leave the dunya? How can we leave the sins? How can we shun the sins? Everything spread out in the world, television, singing, songs, and immodesty and nakedness. How do we save ourselves? Allah, we don't have the strength, Allah. We don't have the power. Only Allah, it is you who can save us. Allah says, when you desire that I save you, it's only me who can save you, then you listen to me as well. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Remember me in abundance. I give you guarantee that the path to falah is my dhikr. It's you, your job to dhikr, and it's me, my duty to save you from all wrong and from bad effects. I will guarantee, Allah says, those who do dhikr, men and women, I swear, in this month of Ramadan, those who do dhikr with the right niyyah, the first effect is that they leave the sins in such a way, just like a person is protected from the evil and the wrong that's around him. Allahu Akbar. There's no guarantee that, for example, that they don't do it. Allah says, no, that they become fearful that I don't want to commit these sins. I don't want to commit these sins. I don't want to consume haram. I don't want to consume somebody's maal and wealth all night long. If with regards to somebody you think something wrong, all night long he will recite istighfar, 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 Allah, give me forgiveness this that I committed excess. Person who is at home, family man, outside, whoever I spoke against, thought against, how did I commit excess against him? Well, even if he's young, grab hold of his feet, say, there's so much khawf, fear of Allah comes into his heart, that due to this action, I don't want Allah to be unhappy with me, I will meet Allah in the hereafter. And this is called Ashike Rab, lover of Allah, his Lord. And how do we become like this? Ramadan makes us like this. That Allah Ta'ala gave to us, He bestowed to us. That Ramadan has come to make us lovers of Allah. That's why Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That you who want to become ashik of Allah, then those who pass Ramadan with taqwa, with as muttaqis. And those who shun the sins, in the morning their niyyah is not وَبِصَوْمِ غَدٍ وَيْتُمِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Their niyyah in the morning is, Allah, I want to strive today. I want to leave this sin today. Allah, I will try today, make effort. Unless your karam, your grace, your mercy, that you please make us successful until evening so that we can leave this sin. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Come, let's recite Durood Sharif and then we'll do dhikr.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين تاه وياسين الحبيب امين امين مولا امين مولا امين مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہمارے گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جائے میرے مولا یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہ سارے معاف فرما دے دانشتہ غیر دانشتہ سارے گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ جن گناہوں کا ہم بھول گئے تھے کتابوں میں محفوظ ہیں میرے مولا ان گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو معافی دینے کو پسند فرماتا ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ اس رمضان کو ہمارے لیے بہترین رمضان بنا دے یا اللہ متقی بنا دے پرہیزگار بنا دے یا اللہ جو بھی انعامات ہمیں رمضان میں دینا چاہتے ہیں ہمیں رمضان میں عطا فرما دے سلامتی والا رمضان عطا فرما دے سلامتی کے ساتھ گزارنے والا بنا دے اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہم ہر چیز کو جاننے والا ہے میرے مولا ہماری برائیوں کو جاننے والا ہے ہمارے عیبوں کو جاننے والا ہے یا اللہ جیسے آج تو نے پردہ ڈالا ہے میرے مولا روز میدان حشر میں پردہ ڈال دینا میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری تمام بیماریوں کو دور فرما ظاہری باطنی بیماریوں کو دور فرما اے میرے مولا تو اپنا قدم فرما یا اللہ تو ہمارے ہر چیز سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہمیں آسودگی نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں فراوانی نصیب فرما یا اللہ رزق میں فراوانی نصیب فرما اولاد میں میرے مولا برکتیں نصیب فرما گھروں میں برکتیں نصیب فرما بیماریوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما آفاتوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما مصیبتوں سے ہمیں بچا اے میرے مولا ناگہانی مصیبتوں سے بیماریوں سے پریشانیوں سے اے میرے مولا تیری پناہ چاہتے ہیں تو اپنا فضل فرما یا اللہ ہم پہ اپنا کرم فرما یا اللہ اپنا فضل خاص عطا فرما ہماری اولادوں پر ان کی اولادوں پر میرے مولا پوری امت پہ یا اللہ تو بخشش عطا فرما یا اللہ پوری امت پہ تو رحم فرما پوری امت پہ تو کرم فرما اے میرے مولا ہمیں دین کا داعی بنا دین کا کام ہم سے لے لے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں سچا پکا مسلمان بنا یا اللہ جس مقصد کے لیے تم ہمیں رمضان دیا میرے مولا وہ مقصد ہمیں پورا فرما دے یا اللہ تو اپنے کرم سے فرما دے ہم کمزور ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں ہمیں طاقتور بنا دے یا اللہ ہمیں دنیا کے لیے نہیں آخرت کے لیے طاقتور بنا اچھے سے عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ہر برائی سے لڑنے کے لیے ہمت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس میدان میں ہمیں کامیابی عطا فرما اپنے اپنی ملاقات کا شوق نصیب فرما، ذوق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ دن رات ہمیں دین کے کاموں میں لگا. یا اللہ ذکر فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما، دین کا داعی بنا. یا اللہ دین کا داعی بنا، دین کو پھیلانے کا ہم یا اللہ ہمیں بھی اس میں استعمال فرما. یا رحم رحیم اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ پوری امت کی بخشش فرما، ہمارے رشتہ داروں کی بخشش فرما. یا رحم رحیم جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے ذکر میں مانگی، ذکر کی صورت میں میرے مولانا دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.